So in the name of Lord Jesus, share a few messages with us before we kneel down and pray together in this morning. They run out of wine. It's in John chapter 2. And this is a miracle we are all familiar with, which is the first sign, first miracle that Jesus performed in Galilee. And it's a wonderful event. There are so many teachings we can ponder, we can learn from this event. If we can learn from all the teachings and practice in our life, we will eventually, as the Bible says, we will see the glory of God. We also will experience how wonderful if a person can walk with Jesus as his sermon, listen to his instruction. We will all experience his praising. His preparation is much better than what we expect. Okay, let's turn to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. 2. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. 3. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." So this is on the third day. Basically, when they come to the Cana on the third day, the mother of Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding banquet. Sometimes we invite Jesus to our life because we have a trouble, right? If we are in need, we want Jesus to help, so we may pray and ask Jesus. But how about if we have something to enjoy? If we are in very good shape, we have so joyful moment, have we ever invited Jesus to come? To come to share this gladness or joyful moment? So think about, sometimes we pray, we come to church, not because we are in trouble, sometimes because we are so joyful. We have so many things to give thanks to Jesus. We invite Jesus. So in every circumstance in our life, we have to tell Jesus. So you, when you are in good, don't forget. If Jesus come, then you will not have surprise. Because even though sometimes we may prepare ourselves very well, in this generation, we tend to prepare everything in the head, right? Ahead of time, you know. Right now, in this generation, when I work with the youth, our youth is so detailed, actually. The event, 2 months or 6 months before, they already prepare the roadmap in what time they have to finish it. Which task, you know, all these kind of details, it actually has been well executed. This is good because we know our responsibility. But sometimes, no matter how much effort we put in, we will always find something left, right? We always find out, wow, if we must have a well prepared for some unexpected circumstance. But this is our limit of human nature, because we are not complete. We always have some blind spot. So that's why two is better than one, right? So with a team, it's better. But don't forget, everyone has their limit. But Jesus, he is our helper at any time. So invite Jesus to us, because we do need his help. We will run into a situation that we are out of control. We have no ability to rule over it. At that moment, we definitely need Jesus. So invite Jesus to in our life for everything. Rely on Jesus in everything. Homework, go to school. You want to finish your holy work, everything. Invite Jesus. So now, during the banquet, the wedding, and when they run out of wine, I think the host family, they must prepare very well, right? But they do not know, you know, what happened. They cannot expect. Maybe someone come to the wedding and they drink a lot, right? Or they just underestimate the volume. Whatever, even though they prepare, but they run out of wine. What can they do? At this moment, Mary, she said to Jesus, they have no wine. So, see here, Mary, she was just a guest, but she take care of the matter because she care, she's concerned about this host family. So she is willing to give a help. But the key is, Mary, she didn't go to any place to get help. She only just simply said to Jesus, they have no wine. Jesus is the only one she went to and tell the situation, right? Because Mary, she understand who Jesus is and what Jesus can do. So if we encounter any problem or if we want to help a church, a family, the first one, and in this situation, this is only one, Jesus, we have to tell the details. You know, sometimes if we convey our problem to someone, there is no hope or no help at all. Sometimes it's opposite, create more troubles, right? Because if you consider someone may so panic to worry about where to get wine or what to do, what to comfort the guest. We have so many scenarios to come, right? But tell it to Jesus is so simple, okay? But unexpectedly, Jesus answered to his mother in this word, verse 4. Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." This word is kind of, if we just read it, we consider how come Jesus said in such a way to his mother. Have you ever wondered, is there any other better way to explain it? But this is what Jesus said. The key is, my hour has not yet come. So Jesus knew what to do. Jesus also in the wedding. So he knew, right? But Mary, she present the problem to him. Because she knew the solution is in Jesus. But Jesus, he can consider what concern to say. What does your concern have to do with me? Meaning sometimes we cannot wait on Jesus, because Mary, she worry about the host, so she want Jesus to do something. But now, to Jesus, he honor his time. He honored the Father. In chapter 5, we will see Jesus perform anything according to the Father's will, timing. So unless the Father has instruction or his time to come, otherwise he keeps silent. Everything has a timing. So in the book of John, we have to look at the timing. Just like in the miracle in chapter 2, miracle in chapter 5, all have the timing. The timing is decided by the Father, and Jesus obeyed his Father. Okay? But anyway, when Jesus said to Mary, this seems unfriendly word, but you can see how Mary, she was so humble and wise. She said nothing, right? If you consider if you are the mother, you heard your child respond to you in this way, you may just your anger maybe just come out. Wow, you shut up! How come you said to me in this way? Do you not know that I am your mother? Right? But Mary, she just keeps silent because she knew what Jesus is going to do. This is the key. So humble and be wise. Be humble and be wise. Be wise means we honor Jesus. If we have present our problem to Jesus, and that's it. We wait on his action. Mary, she just said they have no wine. She didn't instruct Jesus, say, what to do, right? And the mother, it's a nature, will give the instruction to their children. Just like your mom. When your mom told you to do something, will she instruct you what to do? When to do? Right? Or you have to do in such a perfect way. Right? Mother always gives some instruction. But here, Mary, she just present the problem to Jesus. No instruction at all, because Jesus would know. Right? So to us, when we have a problem, present it to Jesus and wait on him. Don't instruct Jesus when you have to finish and how to make it, to do it and make me happy. Okay? So sometimes we just treat Jesus as our servant. It's another right attitude. Okay? Let's learn from this miracle. And then, again, Mary, when she heard the word of Jesus, she understand Jesus has his own timing, his hour. It doesn't matter, but the key is Mary, he was not angry at all. Instead, she turned to the servant and said to the servant, listen, you listen, obey whatever he said, do it, right? So let's turn to verse 5. His mother said to the servant, whatever he said to you, do it. Do it. So this is the right attitude. For those who will be blessed, those who are obedient to Jesus. And this is the experience Mary, she collected during the time, the days. Mary, actually, she is a woman, honored God a lot. Seems from her pregnancy, she honored the Father. So, this is the key. Mary talked to the servant. Whatever he said to you, do it. And then, verse 6. Now, there were set six water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 20 gallons apiece. And Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and then fill them up to the brim. Okay, so now Jesus, he commanded the servants to fill the water pots. You know, sometimes we consider if Jesus wants to perform miracles, he can just do it, right? He is almighty. He just do it. What bother to ask the servant to fill the water into the water pot? What is the purpose? Jesus can turn the volume, you know, from bottom to the up. Can he? Yes, right? He can do it. But Jesus asked the servant to fill the water. What is the meaning? What is the teaching? Jesus, he performed miracles. Usually, he wanted a human to cooperate. The reason is, through this way, and this sermon can experience the glory of God. They will witness how Jesus is the Son of God. His glory will be manifest through our human actions. If we obey him, then we become the partaker of his glory. And we know we will have faith in Jesus. So sometimes we are so insignificant, remember. God can finish everything alone. But why God want to use some sermons? Because out of love, he wants the servant who are obedient to him experience his glory. So who in the whole event, who knew the best where the water come from or the wine come from? The servant, right? And the servant, you can see in verse 7. So verse 8, and he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. To the servants, they must have one or question. Just fill the water. Water just come out from the water pot. Then take it out to the master of the feast. What? Just to wash? So even though the servant must have some thought in their heart, but they obeyed. They obeyed to Jesus. Whatever Jesus said, they didn't do. Jesus said, took it out and then go. Then they go, right? They went to the master of the feast. And then at this moment, water turned to be wine. So sometimes if we want to obey Jesus, we cannot have too much thought or our own reason. Does it make sense to me? No, sometimes, yes, it doesn't make sense at all. But this is how miracle happen, right? So if we want to experience the miracle, don't use too much our human ideas. We have to have simple faith in Jesus. Just do it. Whatever the Bible says, just obey and do it. Then we will experience, wow, Jesus is so wonderful. I think right now we have so many testimony in the church already. In the past, we may have to cite the testimony from other countries, from Taiwan, from China. But now in the USA, we have so many brothers and sisters really experience, you know, the presence of Jesus. The miracle happened. Just because they give up their own thought. In this society, we end up to analyze everything, you know. But it's the wrong way. Learn from Bible. Return to the old way, the best way. Listen to Jesus. And then in verse 9, we can see how when the master of the feast has tested the water that was made wine, and he did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew. who will know the work of Jesus? Who will experience the power of Jesus? Who? Those who walk with Jesus. The servant, not the master. So if we want to experience God's glory, God's power, be the servant. Listen to Jesus and do whatever he said. We will experience it. So today, in this generation, we do need this experience to experience God's blessing. God's instruction, the promise of Jesus in the Bible is yes, only yes. So, we also learn the promise of God. So many, right? So let's come out with this attitude. We learn from the Bible, the sermon. They knew. And in verse 10, we can see, he said to him, every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guest has well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now. So the wine Jesus turned from water, you can see it's a superior, it's so wonderful, the best. You know, sometimes our own way produce some result, yes, but through Jesus, the result is much better. Way much better than what we have originally. So God's preparation, God's blessing is beyond our understanding, actually. So the bridegroom, the master of feast, they didn't understand where the good wine come from, but the servant knew. This whole entire miracle to manifest the glory of Jesus. Let's turn to verse 11. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So the key is in this miracle. The key is someone present the problem to Jesus. Simple. And he is the only one to receive this request. Then follow Jesus' instruction. And then have faith. Because sometimes if we have no faith, then we cannot follow, right? At the end, the glory show up. The glory of God. And the disciples, they believe in Jesus. The purpose is the hour, the timing is to make his disciples believe in Jesus and manifest God's glory. So the miracle is not a magic to make a person amazed only. The miracle end up have to be leave someone to believe in Jesus. So what can we learn? Have we ever run out of wine? Have we ever run into the problem, the situation, we do not know what to do? Let's tell it to Jesus. Let's learn from Mary, from the sermon. Trust and obey Jesus. And after we experience it, we want to share, to manifest his glory. To make more people know this divine nature of Jesus, we will be blessed through following him. So with this in mind, come forward and pray. Present our need to Jesus. Let's pray together.